Meta Practice V1. Appendix E. A timeline of the practice. Appendix E. A timeline of the practice. A condensed historical map of how the practice of universal love came down to us. Dates are approximate. The early ones are inherently uncertain. Circa 1500 to 1000 BCE, the Vedas. Maitra appears as a Vedic deity of friendship and oath. The word Maitri, derived from the same root, appears across all four Vedas as a cardinal virtue. C. 800 to 600 BCE, the Upanishadic turn. The center of Indian religious gravity shifts from outward ritual to inward virtue. Chandogya Upanishad 8.15 teaches metta and ahimsa toward all creatures, claiming the practice leads to Brahmaloka, the realm of the creator god. The Maitri Upanishad, named for the practice, treats universal kindness as the heart of the spiritual life. C. 800 to 600 BCE, the Rama movement begins. Wandering ascetic seekers, including the precursors of Jainism and Buddhism, develop in parallel with the Brahmanic tradition. The two streams share much of their meditative vocabulary, including the cultivation of universal amity. C. 6th to 5th century BCE, Mahavira and the Buddha. Mahavira systematizes Jain practice around ahimsa and Maitri. The Buddha, a generation or so later, teaches the four Brahmaviharas, the abodes of Brahma, as central to his path. Neither claims to have invented the practice. C. 5th century BCE, the earliest Buddhist poetry. The Karaniya Metta Sutta and the Kagavisa Sutta, both belonging to the Suttanapata, are composed and transmitted orally. They remain the Buddhist tradition's most concise instructions on the practice. C. 1st century BCE, Hillel. The great Jewish sage summarizes the Torah on one foot: that which is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. The rest is commentary. Go and learn. The earliest condensed version of metta in the Western tradition. C. 1st century CE, Jesus. Teaches love your neighbor as yourself, love your enemies, and the kingdom of heaven is within you. The first letter of John, a generation later, writes, God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. The Greek term agape enters the Western vocabulary. C. 1st century BCE, 4th century CE, Patanjali compiles the Yoga Sutras. Sutra 1.33 gives the fourfold formula: friendliness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity, as the path to mental clarity. C. 1st century BCE, the Pali Canon is committed to writing in Sri Lanka, preserving the Buddhist version of the practice. C. 5th century CE, Buddhaghosa writes the Visuddhimagga in Sri Lanka, systematizing metta meditation in the expanding circles form still taught today. 7th century CE, the Prophet Muhammad teaches, none of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Two of the names of God in Islam, Aram and Aram, translate as the compassionate. C. 13th century CE, Sufi flowering. Rumi, Hafiz, and Ibn Arabi compose what may be the most luminous poetic literature of universal love in any tradition. Meanwhile, in Christian Europe, Meister Eckhart preaches that the soul finds God in the cultivation of love. C. 13th to 16th century CE, Kabbalah. Jewish mystics systematize chaste as one of the sephiro, the divine emanations through which God sustains creation. The world itself is understood to be held together by loving kindness. 18th century CE onward, Hasidism. The Eastern European Jewish Renewal Movement places loving kindness back at the center of practical Jewish life. Late 20th century, modern Western revival. Sharon Salzberg, Joseph Goldstein, and Jack Kornfield bring formal Buddhist metta practice to the West in the 1970s and 1980s. The Dalai Lama, exiled from Tibet, becomes a global teacher of compassion. Christopher Germer and Kristen Neff develop the Mindful Self-Compassion Program, anchoring the practice in clinical psychology. 2008 Open Hearts Build Lives. Barbara Fredrickson and colleagues publish the first major randomized controlled trial of loving-kindness meditation, demonstrating measurable increases in positive emotion and durable personal resources. 2011 Field-Defining Review. Hoffman, Grossman, and Hinton publish the review establishing loving-kindness and compassion meditation as distinct interventions, separate from mindfulness. 2014 Compassion is dissociable from empathy. Klimeki, Singer, and colleagues show that compassion training engages a different brain network than empathy training, and that compassion is the sustainable response, the one that protects caregivers from burnout. 2017 The Brain Literature Matures. The resource project at the Max Planck Institute publishes the first long-form, multimodal trial showing distinct cortical changes after compassion training versus attention training versus perspective taking. 2021 Meta enters mainstream clinical practice. Kearney and colleagues publish a randomized trial showing loving-kindness meditation is non-inferior to cognitive processing therapy, a gold standard PTSD treatment for U.S. military veterans. Today, more than 100 peer-reviewed studies, practiced in every contemplative tradition with a written record, in every part of the world, in every kind of life, by people of every religious commitment and none. The instruction has not changed in 3,000 years. You are picking up a thread that has been kept warm by countless hands before yours.